Yo. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Rambling. Is the working title. Whether we'll stick with it, I have no idea. But I am... Bov or Stan, I guess. Bov. Tom. You know. This is basically... I'm going to use this to talk a bit more about wrestling. Where I try usually not to do on the main show, but you know it is what it is. I wanted somebody to just you know put my thoughts because I try not to go about them on Twitter because I know people will just unfollow more than they already are. So here we are. What have we had recently? AEW All Out, their pay-per-view was one of the best shows that I've ever seen, to be honest. I'm really, really very much an AEW fan. I gave up on WWE fully probably like maybe a year ago, I think. I just kind of gave up and now I'll watch the occasional pay-per-view, like I'll watch the big four, and then if I can be bothered, I haven't got anything on the Monday morning, then I'll watch the other ones on a Sunday night, Monday morning. But it's just become so crap. It's become so crap. I first got into watching wrestling around. I remember WrestleMania 23 was the first one I stayed up to watch live. That was the first pay-per-view my dad bought it for me, and I stayed up, and that was the one that had Donald Trump in it, and that was the first time I was watching the show, like, leading up to, I was watching Raw and SmackDown leading up to that Mania, and that was how I first heard of Donald Trump. And then, you know, all of these years later. I think my dad got me this DVD of, I think it was No Mercy 2005 or something. I've probably got that wrong, but that's just what it's always been in my head. It was the Eddie Guerrero Rey Mysterio I Quit match, where... I think Eddie, like, gets him in, like, the Tree of Woe, but, like, up in a bit of scaffolding, is, like, beating on Ray's leg with a chair, and he makes him quit. I remember watching the match so much when I was younger, because I was like, oh my god, that's the guy from the video game. Because my brother had a PS2, and he had SmackDown vs. Raw, like, 2006, and then got into playing that, and playing 2007, and I didn't know who many of the people were. Like, I mainly got to know who they were through the campaign in SmackDown vs. Raw 2006, where Teddy Long gets hit by a car. And I was like, oh, you've got John Cena, and I think he was a heel in that, if I remember correctly. And then I grew to love John Cena. He's my favourite wrestler of all time. Just since, like, I got back into it, maybe around 2015, something like that, around the Rumble, maybe just before, and since then, I was watching WWE, I was watching Raw and SmackDown every week. If I wasn't watching, I'd watch the highlights, and I'd watch all the pay-per-views. I had the network for a while, but... You know, 2016 was good. The draft and the brand split. Shane McMahon coming back. SmackDown was really, really good around then. And then it just all kind of dipped off. And I haven't... There's nothing they could do now that could excite me. And the way that, you know, they've been releasing a bunch of people and, you know, they're saying, you know, we're not... Well, I mean, we've always known they're... don't like saying they're pro wrestling, but you know, like, they're now actively saying they don't want to hire pro wrestlers, and it's it's sad to see. But AEW has filled a gap that was very much needed, and wrestling is on, I think it is on the cusp of another boom period. And I'm really excited. So, yeah, I watched All Out. That was a really good show. What was on there? You had the Young Bucks and the Lucha Brothers in one of the greatest tag team matches I've ever seen. One of the best steel cage matches I've ever seen. The Young Bucks are legitimately, I think, in the running for the greatest tag team of all time. Like, they say that I check their bio every day, and yeah, like they've built their, you know, their characters on top of this killing the business kind of thing. But you know, look at what they've done. They've brought CM Punk back. They brought Bryan Danielson to AEW. They brought Adam Cole. They've brought, you know, they've just done all of this stuff. Like, obviously, you know, it also involves Tony Khan and everyone else, and you know, everything like that. But they back up what they say, and it's, yeah, they are, like, they are right when they say they're going to be missed once they're gone, because oh my god, like there is nobody like them. What else did we have? We had Britt Baker and Chris Statlander. That was a pretty good match. I think I saw some people saying Statlander carried Britt to a good match there. I don't know if I agree with that. Like, a bit, sure, but I don't know. Britt deserves a bit of credit. I really liked Orange Cassidy's, like, you know, he got really hyped up to get Chris back in the ring. That was really cool. But yeah, no, I mean, Statlander looked fine in the end, as did Britt. Like, they both came out looking pretty good going forward. So yeah, we had Jericho and MJF, which I don't know, like, putting your career on the line matches, like, they every time you do one, they mean less and less. I don't know, I wasn't, like, the way it was built up, like, MJF was the fifth labor, and like, he as I said, he'd beaten him three times already, so this was just a weird thing to kind of do. Yeah, I mean, it was fine, you know. And, like, I can see why Jericho is staying with MJF. Like, people are complaining about the Inner Circle and the Pinnacle going on for too long. They barely even mention those, like, tag teams at the minute. Like, it's, you know, just the individual people in it, in the teams. But Chris Jericho, if you look at what he does, the reason he is, you know, so, the reason he stands out is because, especially now, he is always in the, I don't know what to call it, like, the novelty segments, like, the you know, the more kind of comic relief kind of stuff, or those kind of segments. Like, you know, they had the like, weird debate thing, I think he had, with Orange Cassidy. They did the Dinner Debonair, the whole punch, I forgot what type of, no, the Mojito Mayhem, was that it? Something like that. I can't quite remember. Like, this stuff with Matt Hardy and the drones, you know, he that's what he does nowadays. And, like, the stuff where he sat across the ring, like, there's a massive table in between him and MJF when that fan came out to do whatever he was trying to do in his Cornette cult. But, you know, and MJF is in a similar position. You know, he's doing those things with Chris Jericho. He was doing them, you know, before he was feuding with Chris as well. And I think that is a perfect role for MJF to be in. You know, he could excel at that for, you know, the next 30 years. He's in his mid-20s. He's 2 years older than me. And I can look at him. God, what am I doing with my life? But yeah, so you had that, and then, like, you know, at the end, or no, what else did we have? You had CM Punk's first match back. I thought it was quite slow at the start, but I mean that's fine. You know, they even mentioned it on commentary about, like, how he has seen Darby Allin matches, so he was like, he needs to slow him down to, you know, throw him off his game. And the bit where Darby tried to do the coffin drop, and CM Punk just sat up and got out of the way, I thought that looked perfect. And then the camera shot after with him laughing was just, oh, beautiful. You had Adam Cole come out at the end, who has been on, you know, their main competitions. You know, he's been the face of the competition for the past year. And he's now just, he's gone over there and been saying, yeah, it was an easy choice. You know, it's less and less, I can understand less and less why wrestlers would want WWE to be their, you know, be all and end all goal anymore. You know, Bryan Danielson has said that, you know, he was perfectly happy at WWE, but he, you know, he just couldn't not be a part of AEW. Like, it's such a sentiment. Like, they just beat Raw in the key demo. It's everything's looking really, really cool, and I really, really hope that wrestling becomes at least what it was 20 years ago once again. And when you think of wrestling, WWE is not the only name you think of. Like, having wrestling being, like, having a mainstream audience again, that'll be so cool. Because, fuck, it's hard to find people to talk about it with. But yeah. So, yeah, this is rambling. Like, I mean, I'll really just talk about whatever here, really. Hence the name. But yeah, this is just gonna be a kind of side show to Saturday Night that I'm just gonna maybe do as and when. Maybe try and do it weekly. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I might get some people on. You know, we might do some reactions to pay per views or whatever. We'll find out. Yeah, but I need to actually work on Saint Event more, 'cause it's not ready. Still got a bit to do. But yeah, wrestling, God, it's cool. Anyway, that'll be it for this. Hope you've enjoyed. You can follow my wrestling account on Twitter. It's @prowrestling. That's just pro and then RASSLING, @prowrestling. I need to use it more, but yeah, I'll tweet about stuff on there sometimes, so give us a follow. And also @BovrelStan is my main account. Visit saneevent.com, and have a good weekend, you. I'll talk to you later.